On Monday night, the New England Patriots rolled over the New York Jets. Will that game prove to have rendered the Pats overconfident and demoralized everyone who lives in New York? Well, who cares? Let's get right to the 18th edition of the annual Only a Game Sports Holiday Gift Guide.
Come on, everybody, to Santa Claus's party. You may be sure both rich and poor are welcome at Santa's door.
We'll start with one of our bigger gift suggestions, two great big inflatable football players whom, according to Amy Stoyanov of Solutions, you can pump up at home with ease.
It's the gift that all women want.
Really? Gigantic inflatable football players?
Well, man.
Oh, silly me. Yes, of course.
They're outside, and they don't talk, and you can deflate them and put them away.
That's just like you said, what every woman wants.
It works out that way.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
During the holiday season or at any other time, nothing's more American than baseball, unless it's an American flag constructed out of three baseballs that have been cut up and rearranged so that the red stitches present the flag's stripes. At least that's what Nathan Rickard of America's Game Baseball Flag Artwork wishes you to believe.
Each ball, of course, has its own grass stains and dirt marks and scuffs, and so your imagination kind of runs wild with what has this ball gone through. You know, it gives the flag itself a very historic vintage look, and of course, that's what baseball in America is all about. It's timeless.
Mr. Rickard's craftsmanship requires the use of sharp tools, of course, and so far, his workshop has been accident-free.
Well, in the last 9 years, I've cut up over 3,000 baseballs, and it is time-consuming. I have some calluses on my hands, and it's kind of dangerous working with X-Acto knives. Fortunately, knock on wood, I haven't really had any catastrophes yet.
Of course, you do cut off a finger there, the price is going to skyrocket because they ain't going to be making any more of them.
Right, yeah, it might become a rare piece.
Go, George, and Geo.
We want you on our side.
For the baseball fan on your list who'd prefer a less exotic collectible, how about a page out of Joe DiMaggio's diary?
I'm Brett Schisler from Steiner Sports Marketing and Memorabilia. This piece is something that every rare collector and gift buyer will want in their collection. It's just a very, very unique thing to have and different. Every single one of these pieces is unique because they're not the same.
Sort of one of a kind, eh? But what would Joe have thought?
Granted, I don't think that he ever, when he was doing this, thought, you know, oh, my estate could sell this and this is something that people would be interested in. But different dates mean different things for different people.
Dates? Did he say dates?
Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year.
That reminds me that over the past couple of years, perhaps no athlete had a greater number of thoroughly publicized dates than Tiger Woods. Some people were titillated by the story, some were shocked, some were disgusted, and a guy named Mike Caldwell turned Tiger's saga into a gift idea.
I created the Tale of the Tiger golf balls gift set back in January of this year. It is a box of 12 golf balls, and each of the balls features a picture of the first of the 12 mistresses of Tiger Woods on them. And what I wanted to do was create a product that would capture the moment and make people laugh at the same time. That's where the idea came from, because you got the world's richest athlete crashing to earth to join us mere mortals.
Us mere mortals? How many mistresses have you got?
Well, zero. My wife's in the other room.
I wondered if Mike Caldwell had needed the permission of the women pictured on those golf balls.
No, I didn't. I got a letter from Gloria Allred, representing Rachel, of a cease and desist letter when it came out back in February.
Mm-hmm.
But I put it in the round file and never heard anything back.
You neither ceased nor desisted.
I neither ceased nor desisted. Sales were skyrocketing at the time, and I was riding on a high, and I thought, Gloria, you'll have to do better than that.
Among the other dandy gifts available to the lucky sports fans on your list are toilet seat covers decorated with the logos of their favorite pro or college teams, or their least favorite pro or college teams, depending on how they regard toilet seats, Or how about a desk vacuum cleaner built to precisely resemble a Zamboni? In case you're giving a gift to someone whose workspace is a mess because the stapler, the telephone, and the computer mouse on the desk have been knocking each other's teeth out at night. And should you need to find a special something for someone not inclined to just sit around, you might want to consider the live-action infrared skeet shoot, featuring a blaster and several reusable plastic skeet. And, hey, why should I be advertising this thing? Let's let a pro do the job.
Skeet shooter. Load the skeet. Activate the launcher. Reload and ready. Blast the skeet out of the air.
Do you have to talk like that?
No, but Skeet Shooter comes with everything you see here.
Skeet Shooter!
Available at leading retailers.
I couldn't resist that. Ian Chisholm of Interactive Toy Concepts explains more about how this gizmo works.
It's the exact same technology as you'd use on your television set. So if you want to change your channel, it's as safe as that.
You mean I could shoot these skeets out of the air with my TV remote?
Well, you need a different frequency, but the idea would be the same.
You mean I could turn my TV on with this gun?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, it's actually not a bad idea. I might take some copyright on that.
What you making? Fruitcake. What you baking? Fruitcake. Candy cherries, red dye number two. Green cherries, green ones too. It's fruitcake.
Lee Anderson has written a book called The Games Bible. Among the 350 games described in her book is something she calls adult musical chairs, which sounded intriguing.
Well, it's not naughty or anything like that. I mean, anything's naughty if you want it to be, but this is not specifically naughty.
Hmm.
It's a musical chairs game where you remove a chair, but you don't ever eliminate a player. So when the music stops, you have to find a seat, even if it's on somebody's lap.
Oh.
It's like a crazy human Jenga. People are just piled on top of each other.
Ah, but they all still have their clothes on.
Yes. Okay. I mean, whatever kind of party you want to have is fine, but, you know, at my parties, people generally keep their clothes on.
Christmas is here, bringing good cheer. Too young and old and meek and bold.
If you're looking for a gift to please an active person for whom adult musical chairs might not be a good fit, you might want to consider RoboPong, the ping pong robot. Joey Newgarden of Noogie Industries explains.
It's much like a baseball pitching machine or a tennis pitching machine, but it sits on the one side of the table and it allows you to play ping pong or table tennis all by yourself. Pitches the ball pretty fast, you know, 60, 80 miles an hour if you have it on the high speed.
Joey Newgarden certainly hopes that lots of people will find RoboPong under their Christmas trees, but the more he talks about his father's creation, the more he sounds like his family would have come up with RoboPong, even if they'd thought they'd never sell one.
We're just a ping pong family, and my dad started this company about 35, 40 years ago, and it took him 15 years to bring it to the market.
You guys are living the dream.
We think so. We play a lot of ping pong here, I tell you what.
Ping pong, and a whole book full of games that don't require batteries. What a nice note upon which to conclude this year's gift guide. I hope some of this year's suggestions will make your holiday shopping a little less hectic. You can find all the gifts I've mentioned on our website. Happy holidays from all of us here at Only a Game.
Mucho smelling good.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. Jack Flagler is our intern. We had help this week from Paul Vikas, and our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view our photo galleries, subscribe to the Only a Game podcast, listen to archived shows and stories, or learn more about our weekly music selections, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word comes from Lee Anderson, author of The Games Bible. She offers her own on-the-spot doggerel as per the rules of a game called Crambo.
Elephants generally are gray, but grab them by the nape and dip them in grape, and their gray is all washed away.
You'll think me a churl, but I do have to say you should not quit the job that you do in the day. Nice try, Lee. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Funky, funky Christmas. Mama's been to move. Papa's been to move.
Support comes from LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And American Jewish World Service, supporting local solutions to global challenges at ajws.org. This is NPR.